News via remote, I'm Joe Palca. With the pandemic-delayed Tokyo Summer Olympics finally in the books, human rights activists are gearing up to put pressure on the companies that have taken high-profile sponsorship roles in the upcoming 2022 Winter Games in Beijing. Those activists are demanding that executives of high-profile corporations justify their support of an event that they claim will be used to distract the world's attention from ongoing human rights abuses across China. Governments of several countries, including the United States, have said that the Chinese government's treatment of the Uyghur people in its western Xinjiang province, involving prison camps and forced sterilization, amounts to a genocide. China has also faced condemnation for its suppression of democracy advocates in Hong Kong and its repression of minorities in Tibet and Inner Mongolia. Activists are hopeful they can use the attention of the upcoming games that will be generated to force the International Olympic Committee to move the games elsewhere, or at a minimum to compel large corporate sponsors to withdraw their support. Russia has opened a criminal investigation into two exiled allies of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny for raising funds for organizations deemed by the authorities as extremists. The investigative committee said in a statement on August the 10th that the case was opened against Leonid Volkov and Ivan Zadanov and other unnamed individuals. According to the law enforcement agency, the charge stems from a video posted on the internet in August in which Volkov and Zadanov announced the continuation of their illegal activities and organized fundraising. The charges carry a maximum penalty of 8 years in prison. Zadanov is the former director of Navalny's anti-corruption Foundation, and Volkov headed Navalny's regional network before its dissolution. This is VOA News. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby yesterday, speaking on behalf of the Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, expressed discouragement over the security situation in Afghanistan after the Taliban took control of two more provincial capitals there.
The secretary shares the concern of the international community about the security situation in Afghanistan, which is clearly not going in the right direction. The secretary continues to believe that the Afghan forces have the capability, they have the capacity to make a big difference on the battlefield.
The militants have ramped up their push across much of Afghanistan, turning their guns on provincial capitals after taking large swaths of land in the mostly rural countryside. President Joe Biden has also said that the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan will end at the end of the month, arguing the Afghan people must decide their own future and that he would not add another generation of Americans to the 20-year war. The director of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, William Burns, is in Israel for talks that officials say will focus primarily on Iran. His arrival on Tuesday comes amid rapidly rising tensions in the region and a drone strike on an Israeli-managed oil tanker in the Gulf of Oman, which Western governments blame on Tehran. Bangladesh's government and aid agencies started vaccinating Rohingya refugees on Tuesday as a surge of COVID-19 cases raises health risks in the camps where more than 1 million Rohingya who fled Myanmar are sheltering. Around 20,000 infections and 200 deaths from COVID-19 have been recorded so far in Cox Bazar District, the region bordering Myanmar, where 34 refugee camps are located. One of Jeffrey Epstein's longtime accusers sued Prince Andrew on Monday, taking accusations that she has repeatedly publicly lodged against him, including that he sexually assaulted her when she was 17 years of age. Lawyers for Virginia Jeffrey filed the lawsuit in Manhattan federal court, where Epstein was charged criminally with sex trafficking a month before he killed himself at the age of 66 in August of 2019. But British solicitor Mark Stevens said Tuesday it would be likely decades before the case gets to court.
Virginia Jeffries' suit is being brought under the Child Victims Act. And the strange thing about U.S. law is that sexual conduct against a child has a statute of limitations of 5 years. And it was recognized that children very often don't disclose immediately.
Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.